Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Hard to believe that a bone breaks or snaps or cracks every 3.4 minutes in Australia due to bad bone health. We thought we'd explore that a little bit this morning with CEO of Osteoporosis Australia, Dr. Greg Lubomirsky. Greg, great to have your company this morning. We've been asking everybody today, when you're a child, when you're a little bit younger, what did you want to do when you grew up?
Actually, I always wanted to do medicine, probably from about a time when I was about six, and I haven't changed my mind, and that's what I did when I grew up.
Well, made a plan and stuck to it, so well done. Look, these are staggering figures that a bone cracks, snaps or breaks every 3.4 minutes due to poor bone health. We know that the rates of osteoporosis is on the rise. More than 155,000 people are expected to break a bone this year alone. Greg, is it just because we're getting older, we've got an ageing society, or is there another reason?
Well, definitely one of the reasons that people are getting older and certainly living longer. But also it's another reason, because two-thirds of Australians actually have a poor bone health, but they don't know it, even though they may have obvious risk factors or already had a previous fracture. So the issue here is not just the increasing aging population, but also ability of both medical fraternity, but also community to be aware of poor bone health and diagnose it earlier. So by the time, unfortunately, many diagnose osteoporosis, it's already advanced into the stage when fracture happens.
Do you think most people just think that their bones are healthy? They think about whether they're carrying too much weight, whether their heart disease is in check. Diabetes has been big in the last couple of years, but bone health seems to have flown under a radar a little bit.
You're absolutely right. I think the bone health sometimes not a priority for the community, and I think it is a public health warning that we need to be aware that bone health is critically important for anyone who is over 50, or indeed those who have what you call obvious risk fractures for osteoporosis or low bone density that actually leads to fracture.
Do you think men think that it's more of a lady's disease than a man's disease?
Men definitely do that, rightly or wrongly. I think it's incorrect. Men actually account for up to 30% of all fractures. And when fracture occurs in women, they actually have a twofold occurrence of the next fracture. If fracture occurs in men, they have a 3 to 4-fold occurrence of neck fracture. So men actually are at very high risk of developing fractures due to osteoporosis.
Is it difficult to concentrate on bone health? Or what are some of your suggestions for simple things that we can do to keep our bones in good shape?
Well, obviously, first of all, to answer your question, is it difficult? No, nowadays it's not difficult. There are very good diagnostic tools. There are certainly, clear guidelines about what are the risk factors. And certainly the general practitioners have a good understanding what is required. In the early stages of bone development, I think calcium or nutritional intake of calcium, exposure to sunlight, good protein diet, that's all important to maintain your bone health, as well as exercise to build your muscle and to avoid falls. At the later stage, of course, it's still important to maintain all this lifestyle modification. But it is also important to check if you've got any risk factors. And now, with introduction, new health assessment tool, Know Your Bones, that is a partnership between the Gavin Institute and Osteoporosis Australia. Any adult Australian can go to the website knowyourbones.org.au and check the status of the bone health and to assess the risk of potentially developing osteoporotic fracture. So it's a very simple 5-minute test that take at their leisure, and then have recommendations that they can take to the general practitioners for discussion, which may avoid complications such as fracture. And I think this is quite easy to do.
It's a great start. Greg, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
2NUR FM 103.7.